An extract from The Waves by Virginia Woolf. The sun had not yet risen. The sea was indistinguishable from the sky, except that the sea was slightly creased, as if a cloth had wrinkles in it. Gradually, as the sky whitened, a dark line lay on the horizon, dividing the sea from the sky, and the grey cloth became barred with thick strokes moving, one after another, beneath the surface, following each other, pursuing each other perpetually. As they neared the shore, each bar rose, heaped itself, broke and swept a thin veil of white water across the sand. The wave paused and then drew out again, sighing like a sleeper whose breath comes and goes unconsciously. Gradually, the dark bar on the horizon became clear, as if the sediment in an old wine bottle had sunk and left the glass green. Behind it, too, the sky cleared, as if the white sediment there had sunk, or as if the arm of a woman couched beneath the horizon had raised a lamp, and flat bars of white, green and yellow spread across the sky like the blades of a fan. Then she raised her lamp higher, and the air seemed to become fibrous and to tear away from the green surface, flickering and flaming in red and yellow fibres like the smoky fire that roars from a bonfire. Gradually, the fibres of the burning bonfire were fused into one haze, one incandescence, which lifted the weight of the woolen grey sky on top of it and turned it to a million atoms of soft blue. The surface of the sea slowly became transparent and lay rippling and sparkling until the dark stripes were almost rubbed out. Slowly, the arm that held the lamp raised it higher, and then higher, until a broad flame became visible. An arc of fire burnt on the rim of the horizon, and all round it the sea blazed gold.